You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're very fortunate to have on the phone with us this morning, Lontalius, a.k.a. Eddie Johnston. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. A little bit sleep deprived. You were performing last night at the Silver Scrolls, so you must be feeling it a little bit too.
Yes, definitely.
You performed a beautifully haunting version of Chelsea Jade's Laugh It Off.
Yeah.
How was that, like getting invited to do that?
It was pretty wild. I mean, you know, to get an email from Vic Ronger is kind of, that's a good thing on any day.
Sets the heart aflutter a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So for people who might not know, Silver Scrolls, there's five finalists, and on the night, each of those songs get reinterpreted by a different artist chosen by the musical director. This year was Bic Runger. So when you get asked to perform, is it completely open into how you interpret that song?
Yeah. Well, she just asked if I wanted to do it, and I, of course, said yes, but I wasn't sure what song she was going to pick. So I was kind of worried, you know, because, like, I mean, Chelsea, I think I could do, but something like a UMO song, that would have been difficult from my style.
Bit of a challenge, yeah.
Yeah, but Chelsea, yeah, that song is just perfect because it's, you know, it's a solid pop song that can work with, you could play it in any way possible and it would still be a good song, I think.
You did a beautiful job of it, and the room was completely quiet and in awe, watching and listening. And am I right in understanding you're heading off to Dunedin today?
Yes, so, in about an hour.
Okay, well, thank you for making the time to talk to us. It's a big day for you because you're kicking off a New Zealand tour, a wee New Zealand tour. You're going Dunedin, Wellington, Auckland over the next week or so. You've been living in LA for the last 2 years, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And working on new music. You've already released two new songs, I Wanted Him and That Includes You.
Yeah.
Today's your new song, Optimistic. These were all made with the help from Omas Keith, who is a Grammy Award-winning producer who's worked with Erykah Badu, Jay-Z, Frank Ocean. Can you tell us a little bit how you came to work with Omas?
I think it was kind of a recommendation from my label that I was working with at the time, and we met initially, I think, the first time that I came to LA, and just kind of hit it off, I think, which is, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect from an R&B and hip-hop producer, you know, how would that collaboration work, but it actually ended up being really interesting because he was kind of into the more ambient and vibey thing that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, you know, he wasn't just adding, you know, hip-hop beats to some guitar songs or whatever, you know.
Coming from having released your 2016 album, I'll Forget 17, to the work you're releasing now and working with Omas, what do you think were some of the challenges and some of the things you learnt in that time?
I learned a lot because I think I'll Forget 17 was kind of just, I mean, it felt like it was kind of like an after-school project. It was like I was in the last year of high school and writing songs, and I kind of felt like, oh, maybe I should go to a studio this time. I feel like I deserve it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so I did, and then fortunately, you know, a label in New York picked it up, Partisan Records, and helped me go to Bristol to finish it, and that was all very exciting. But yeah, this time it became a completely different thing because I was making demos in my bedroom, and I guess I had to have a moment where I was like, okay, what do I want? What do I want Lontalius to be? What do I want out of this project? What kind of shows do I want to be playing? What kind of music do I want to be playing?
And what did you come up with? How would you sort of pull that together in a sentence? Or
I think it's kind of embracing pop sensibilities and but also, you know, the bands that I grew up with, you know, Coldplay and stuff like that, and then the music that I fell in love with in my teens, which is Frank Ocean and Drake and R&B, So trying to embrace all of those things to make something that is just immediate and people understand when they listen to it. It's not too confusing or elitist or anything.
Your music's beautifully emotive. I was incredibly obsessed with Light Shines Through Dust and would play it on repeat and get really choked up, and you still retain that emotion and delicateness that you have. But just sort of the next level, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about Optimistic, the song and the themes, the song you're releasing today?
Yeah, well, Optimistic was one of the ones that I first started working on with Omas, and it was like a 7-minute long drone-y thing. That really only had a couple of words, just the "I'm ambitious, I'm optimistic" line, which that's definitely straight from the heart. And then from there, I kind of stumbled upon a bigger chorus, and I was just trying to work out how I can, the emotive stuff comes very easy to me, but it's very easy to make quite indulgent music when it's just me being sad, So I was trying to find a way to encapsulate all those feelings the kind of anxiety and stuff that I was feeling in LA and encapsulate it into a song that, just sounds good.
Can you tell us a little bit about life in LA? Are you back home for good now?
Yeah, yes.
So what's it been like for the last couple of years? Just life in general?
It's been pretty crazy. I don't know what I expected when I went there initially, but I got to do music full time for like 2 years, which is obviously incredible. Got to try a lot of different things. I tried the whole pop songwriting. Everyone goes in a room and tries to write a Rihanna song, and to be honest, I think that's not for me, even though I would like it to, maybe one day. And I met a lot of amazing people, and I think one of the amazing things about LA is that there's lots of musicians there, and they're all from different backgrounds. It was meeting Omas and him becoming a friend, and then I met this guy Jim, who plays guitar in Modest Mouse, and he ended up being one of my closest friends there, which is, I think 5 years ago I never would have even thought that I would meet anyone from Modest Mouse just for any reason, so that's really cool about that place.
Back home, about to tour, you've got a band line. Is it fair to say this is your first proper Lontalius band tour happening?
Yeah.
And you've got Alex Freya and Emily Adrosa on the road with you, is that right?
Yeah, it's a super group of sorts.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. And with these new songs that are coming out that you will be playing on tour, I imagine, is this working towards an album happening in the future?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, albums are in a weird place right now in terms of the industry, but yeah, I think there's an album. There's definitely songs. I can say that much.
There's something brewing up.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. So
thank
you're playing
you.
Tonight in Dunedin, Saturday night in Wellington at Caroline, and you'll be back in Auckland on Friday the 12th of October, so people can pick up tickets Under the Radar for that.
Yes.
They should definitely head along. And we're going to listen to Optimistic now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm ambitious and I'm optimistic, but I'm not pretty and I'm not realistic, and I didn't really give myself time to think today, but the more that I want you, the more that I'll say. I write, but I'm searching. voice doesn't reach you, just know that it's working. Cause all that I ask from you, to know I won't speak till I'm spoken to. Your ass don't show an ambition, so the silence grows. All I need's a sound, sing it loud, so I won't forget it now. You know, I know, I know I'm optimistic. Like a boy that is acting, a boy that is hurt. Like a muscle retracting and dragged through the dirt. Like I know I need more, but I'm scared I'll feel worse. Well, I guess it couldn't hurt. Cause now that I have money, I am more afraid. And I wouldn't say I'm lonely, but I miss your gaze. And I hope that you would hold me when I'm out of the race. You can move out here later in a future age, but I know I'm optimistic, baby. I know I'm optimistic.
That's the brand new song from Lontalius.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.